Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'm Dearest Scooter, and I'm here to help you fall asleep tonight. And if this is your first time at the podcast, that's all this podcast is. It's kind of a sleep tool where I tell you a story, and it starts out interesting enough that you can concentrate on my voice and not think about whatever's keeping you awake or your to-do list. But the story gets more and more boring as it goes on, and that way you can drift off into dreamland. If you're listening to the show right now, I want to hear from you. Email me, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com, or say hi on Twitter, @DearestScooter, and let me know what you think. Or tell me your story. What's keeping you up at night? And if you like the podcast, but it's not getting you to sleep, I kind of have a guarantee that I'll bore you to sleep. And if I let you down on that, email me and I'll try to work with you and see what else we can come up with to help you get a good night's rest. Because I've been there. And I my goal is to help people. I guess I'm a boredom superhero, and I'm here for you, and I want you to pay it forward. And if you listeners can do me one huge favor and review or rate us on iTunes or both, I would really appreciate it. And as always, you can find us on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com, and we have sleep tips on there. And obviously, as I said, on Twitter, @DearestScooter. And if you need to email me, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. On with the show. Tonight, we're continuing our North Pole Chronicles, the Walking Dead North Pole Chronicles, where, you know, we imagine what's going on in the North Pole during a zombie apocalypse. Because, I mean, when I'm watching The Walking Dead, that's one thing. You know, you're wondering, is Herschel Santa? Then you're like, well, if he is, what's going on at the North Pole? If he's not, what's going on with Santa? And that caught my interest. That's what this story's about. You can find previous episodes at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/North Pole. And, you know, spoiler alert, bad news, Santa's not with us anymore. They just had an elf strike and Santa's funeral. Hopefully they're going forward with Christmas, so let's check in and see what's going on. Rupert Log, 12, like, 15, 16, 17, something like that, Chief. Believe it or not, things are going good. We had a wonderful funeral. You would have loved it. We had eggnog. We had cookies. We actually had a eggnog fountain with glass reindeer, and the eggnog was coming out of their noses, like, and they were all laughing. And I know it wasn't my choice, but it was a controversy, you know, laughing reindeer at your funeral. But for the most part, people seemed to like it, Chief, and everyone had a lot of nice stuff to say. I'm sure you were watching, so I'm not going to rehash everything, but, you know, we showed how much we love you, basically. I said it there. I said it. I love you, Chief. I loved you when you were alive. And now that you're dead, I can say it without feeling embarrassed or self-conscious, unfortunately. But whatever, Chief. So things are going great. We've been running full bore. The elves have been working extra hard. We've got we got the toys for the boys and the girls all made, all the survival equipment. And I almost want to tell you, like, what the boy and girl presents are. So we just concentrated on one gift, but I don't want to ruin it. We also threw in some stuff for the adults, like chess and playing cards and stuff like that, but oh, I want to tell you what the presents are so bad, but I can't do it, Chief. Another thing that we're having a prep team, and they've been going out and scouting all the locations and leaving notes that say Santa's coming Christmas Eve, as usual. So try not to kill us. Just kind of describes the plan. It says stay in this location if you can. If not, we're not sure we'll be able to find you, but if you hear some noise, you know, be on alert. But also be aware it could be Santa Claus coming to deliver some presents and survival goods. So we got that going, Chief. I can't believe the elves, they're really coming around on me, kind of. Like, they seem to support things. I guess they got that Christmas spirit, Christmas fever. But you know, since I'm filling in for you, they want me to, like, wear a Santa suit. And obviously, you know, my body type, I'm, you know, like a beanpole. And I look like a complete fool in a Santa suit, Chief. You know, the elves, I don't even know if they actually want me to wear it for anybody but them. They all started, as soon as I put it on, everybody's, even Mrs. Claus, cracking up. And they started calling me Jack Skeletor, presumably from Jack Skeleton from that Halloween Christmas movie. And the fact that, I mean, I know my face is Skeletor a little bit, but I don't know. They're just having fun, Chief. I'm not gonna kill any elves about it. I mean, maybe. But boy, I didn't know all the work that went into being Santa. You know, you think it's, you know, I love you, Chief, and I knew you did a lot of work. But you know, it also kind of seems like a glory job. But you got all that going in and out, and I mean, I'm in tip top shape. But I mean, all that top secret stuff and. And good navigation. I thought everything was automated these days, but it turns out you're still a traditionalist on some level. But I'm excited for the challenge, Chief. What I'm not excited about, Chief, is in addition to this prep team, the elves have set up this kind of, starting tomorrow, like this goodwill, Santa goodwill ambassadorship or something. I don't know what we're calling it, but you know, there are some pockets that, you know, there's been some new ones we've discovered. Secure pockets of survivors, fairly secure. And we've tracked the ones that seem like they're run by good people. And, you know, when doing all that mapping as part of the gift. So we're going to visit them, which I don't know how I'm going to pull that off because, you know, they're going to put me in a fat suit. I mean, not a fat suit, Chief, a body adjustment suit, and they want me to sit kids on my lap and tell them stuff or whatever, you know, listen to them. And remember that dude in Christmas Story is calling, saying the kid smells like tapioca. I gotta listen to these whiny, smelly kids. Yeah, I don't know, but for you, Chief, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna man up. And it's a little bit, I've been trying to practice, it's a little bit embarrassing knowing that you're listening, but it's like, okay. Good, Chief. Here we go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, little Jenny. I'm not there yet, Chief. You know. Whatever I was doing before, they said I was scaring them. So I don't know, Chief. I'm working on it. All right, I got a week or something. Yeah, I'll test it out in these survival camps. But yeah, we're gearing up, and I've been learning a lot. You know, standing in your shoes of how tough you had it, but also how important, you know. I know I'm not the most heart guy, you know. You know, well, I talked to my wife for the first time in a few months yesterday. Things are going well at the refugee camp, and they were able to patch me through. And she's been filled in and everything. She can't believe it, but at the same time, she says she's not surprised. And, you know, something about talking to her and knowing she's alive, hearing her voice, made me think, you know, Christmas and being thankful for what we have. I mean, now more so than anything. I mean, how lucky are we to be at the North Pole now? I mean, those people down there, they live in constant terror. We just have this looming threat, you know, of eventual global warming or whatever the computer models are stamped. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, it's a mixed bag on the global warming thing with all. Anyway, I'm thankful that I have someone who sees something in me. Or maybe everyone else does, and I was just blind to it. I don't know, Chief, but, you know, that's something I'm going to hold on to this Christmas. This is my wife and our friendship. And the look in Mrs. Claus's eye, too, when she calls me Mr. Skeletor. Or maybe Master Skeletor, I can't remember. I even did a Power of Grayskull, but then they were like, that's what He-Man says. So maybe you're onto something with this Christmas thing, Chief. And believing in people. I don't know. I'm not sold on it 100%. I got to deal with these kids. And, I think this is, I guess, I'm going to sign off now, Chief. But before signing off, I'm practice, one of the kids. So, okay, just pretend. Here we go. Okay. Oh, hello, little boy. What's your name? Billy. Here, have a seat on my lap, Billy. Now, Billy, says here you've been a very good boy this Christmas. Don't pull on the beard, Billy. No. Of course, it's a real beard. No, those aren't pillows, Billy. Santa's been... Okay, Billy. Okay, are you done tugging on the beard now, Billy? Okay, don't touch Santa's face, Billy, because Santa makes Santa crazy when you touch. He doesn't like that at all. Okay, Billy. What would you like for Christmas? And that too. I'm not sure they make those anymore. Okay, that too. Where would Santa... You realize there's no more toy stores, right, Billy? Okay. This is things you this is your wish list, you understand, right, Billy? Well, why in the hell would you ask for that for Christmas? This is a zombie apocalypse, Billy. Santa's just kidding. Go. Okay, run along, Billy. Okay, send along the next one. Hello, little girl. Oh, come sit on Santa's lap, Jenny. Oh, it's that you just want to put your head on Santa's shoulder? Don't cry. Santa's here to protect you. And all these wonderful adults are here to protect you, too. Santa wants you to remember that keep a special place in your heart for everyone. To remember. These elves are banging around. I'm sorry, little girl. Damn elves are making me trying to rehearse. Banging around. What would you like for Christmas, little girl? Well, peace, world peace is already, technically, peace between the nations has already taken place, little girl. Now we're, I don't know if you can have peace with an animal that... Okay, yes. Okay, you want your mommy and daddy to be... Well, that's just beautiful. Touching Santa's heart. Well, I don't even know what a goddamn... Brats? Those things... just kidding. Don't cry, Santa's... Okay, Jenny, run along. Okay, children. No more. Santa's had enough children sitting in his lap. Why don't you just sit at my knee? You're a big one. No. Please don't breathe in Santa's face. I don't know how I'm going to do it, Chief. I mean, I don't know. I know there's things like stereotypes of kids wetting themselves or something, but I just... The nincompoop question is where it's going to get me. But I'll do my best, Chief. Okay.